every family that wants one in here, there is a prime rib. And you'll see on that price tag, there's none of them any cheaper than about $70. So it's a great piece of meat. Be sure to get yours for your family. We're, you're the first ones that we're doing this, and then for, and then outward from here, that we could bless everybody. You know, years ago, we had no idea how much we could do and how many people we could bless. But if you ever are here on a Wednesday, you can see all of the people that are being blessed through this church. Or if you could be in Scranton and see how many people are being blessed up there, people at this difficult time in America. So praise God. God bless you. And if you would please put up Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, and we will start a word tonight. Now the works of the flesh, everybody say the works of the flesh. Now that's what you, that's the ones you don't want to have anything to do with. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've told you also in time past, that they which do these things, they that practice these things, they that live in these things, this is what they do. This is what they mostly do. They cannot inherit the kingdom of God. They shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So these are things that we don't want to be a part of. Okay? Now, let's go to Galatians 5, 16 through 18. We're going to back up just a little bit here. Now, this I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh is working against the Holy Spirit inside of you. You born again. There's a battle inside of you at this time, in this life. The Holy Spirit in you is fighting against the flesh. That is your lower nature. That is the nature to do things that are wrong that we just mentioned a few moments ago. And the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you want to. But if you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. If you're led of the Spirit, who's going to win in your heart? Who's got the rule in your heart? Does your flesh, does the desires of the flesh, or does the desires of God, which are through the Holy Spirit? That's what's being said here. Plain and simple is that. Now let's go to one more Galatian spot. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. King James language again. But the fruit of the Spirit, see, there's the works of the flesh. But then there's the fruit of the Spirit. Notice that that's a capital S, because that's talking about the Holy Spirit. If you're born again, the Holy Spirit of God is inside of you and is changing your life as you let him. So the fruit of the Spirit is nine things: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. I'm preaching tonight on temperance. Temperance. Does anybody know what that means? No. Temperance means self-control. Self-control. If you look at that in another translation, does your translation say patience? I'm sorry. What is your translation? I didn't mean to start a war here. We'll just go along with that. But it's self-control. It's the ability to say no to the wrong promptings that would like to work inside of you, and rather choose the good. What is the good? What the Bible says is good. So I didn't mean to attack that so much. That's the NLT. NLT, my gosh. Look that up. My goodness gracious. That is really cool. Okay. What translation do you have? The Life Application Bible. Yeah. But the Holy Spirit produces the kind of fruit, this kind of fruit in our life: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's funny. I have a New Living Translation, and it just says self-control. But you know what? I'll take patience, too. Because you know what? If we can all get self-control and patience, we're in good shape. I don't know. What translation is that?
New Living Translation.
Read that right there. Read that out loud.
But the Holy Spirit produces goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things.
That's right. There's no law against those things if you're operating in that. And isn't that funny? Some of your Bibles, I'm so sorry, some of you got a counterfeit of the NLT. That makes me feel bad. Let's pray about that. I'm just teasing you. But mine, if I would have known that, I would have just got another translation, because I don't want there to be any confusion. But patience, self-control, both of those are good. What does your translation say, hon? In the NLT? Because mine doesn't say that in the NLT. We have two NLTs here. Okay, tell me how we can solve it.
Here's the NLT, and it says patience, and it goes on, and it says self-control.
Oh, okay.
Patience instead of long-suffering, everybody.
Well, what does this translation say?
Here's what I'm saying. This does not say long-suffering up there. It says patience. And that's what everybody's picking up on. The self-control is down here where temperance is.
Right.
Like this. So.
And what was the other one?
I haven't seen. I don't know if anybody. Does anybody have one that says meekness and patience? Probably not. Yeah, no. I think we're good.
I think we are. Anybody still want to argue? I mean, talk about this? Well, good. Because the point is this. I'm going to share on temperance, self-control. Put up Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 28. And I just want to share some verses. God forbid we should have any more trouble here. He that has no rule over his own spirit, now I want you to see this. See, a person that is born again has rule over their own spirit. It says that over and over. You have the self-control over your own spirit. And when people don't, they're easy to get, off on some things. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. See, those walls help protect that city. The walls help to protect your life, okay? And when you have self-control, that is one of the temperance, that is one of the things that, one of the walls that you have in your life. How many of you know what we're sharing about tonight? Temperance. How many of you know the organic name for temperance? Huh? What do you have, hon?
In my Bible?
What translation? Who's got a different translation? Anybody have anything that says different? Okay. What does yours say? Okay. Just wondered. But patience is in there too, in some of them Bibles, so it's got to be the same thing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make a big deal out of anything. I thought, look here, none of you will fall asleep tonight until you get home. Bless God. Now, we're in, that was Proverbs 25 and 28. And now let's look at Proverbs 25 and verse 16 in the New Living Translation. And I hope it doesn't say anything too different from seat to seat in the NLT. Now, here's a way to kind of give you an idea of what's being said. The words here says, do you like honey? Don't overdo it. Don't eat too much. Or it will make you sick. I believe many things are okay in moderation. Now, if you don't have an alcoholic problem, a drink every while is okay in moderation. If you have a problem with it, you don't need to go there. Okay? Let's talk about other things. Overeating. It's easy to tell everybody in here that has a problem with their overeating when you look at them sideways. Amen? I'm not talking about you. I'm looking to talk about me. Look. Exactly. Amen? What kind of other things do we want to check out, do we want to be careful about, that we're talking about that would fit in right here tonight? Over shopping. Right now, that's a big thing on the news. People with their credit cards. This is what I heard on the news. There are people, many Americans, that are still paying for last year's Christmas. That's not the best. That's not the best. Sometimes you just have to tell people, this is the best I can do. I know it's only two sticks of bubble gum and a lollipop, but that's the best I can do for this year. Okay? Yeah. I don't think Millie and I, from all of our marriage, we have never overindulged. Rarely, one or two times in all those years, have we had a credit card bill go over to the other month where we had to pay any interest. That is not the way to do it. By the way, the interest on credit cards is up by about 12 to 14% this year over last year. So it's just not a good thing to do. What are some of the other ways, other things that you need to watch out for that you don't need to overdo? Talks about it in the last verse. Well, can you talk a little louder so we can all hear it? Oh, in the last verse up here? Oh, the first verse tonight in Galatians? Put it back up again. I've already forgot what it was. What? Galatians 5:19. What is it? All the Now, I don't know if they can really nail Kelly on this, because I don't see anything about shopping in there. Do you?
That's the such like.
What did you say, hon? Moderation. Look here. I don't want to go into a great amount of, but I better not even say that word in here with these kids. But, there's some things within the bounds of marriage that are okay. Everybody get my hint?
Amen.
Okay. All right. What does lasciviousness mean? Does anybody know? That's one of them fun words. Well, I'm going to find out. Lasciviousness, yeah. That'd be a good thing to do. And listen, while we're doing that, girls, come on up here.
Yeah,
I can. What does it say? reflecting or blank desire or behavior, especially that is considered indecent or obscene.
Don't do that.
And kids, we'll tell you about it when you get to be about 18 to 21. Don't worry about it till then. Don't be bad. All right. I want to ask somebody in here. I think one of the most beautiful questions, if we can get somebody to... Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you could pray for anybody in here, who would you pray for?
Miss Sherry.
Who?
Miss Sherry. Miss Sherry.
Now that was spontaneous. I believe that was in the spirit. May we pray for you? All right, everybody, let's go over there. And all of you too. Now listen, when we do that, somebody might have a word of encouragement for Sherry in just a moment. Is there anything in particular, hon? No, we talked to her. Is there anything you had in your mind? Or why don't you lead off a prayer for her? I think it's a good thing. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And pray into the microphone.
Lord, I just thank you for Miss Sherry, God, and I thank you for the blessing that she is. And Lord, I just ask that tonight you remind her of the blessing that she is. Lord, I know she's dealt with a lot of loss this year. And God, I just pray that as she goes into this holiday season, that, Lord, it's the best she's ever had and that she's not feeling that loss and that pain and that ache, but God, that she's reminded of your love this holiday season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I want to share something with you, Sherry. Y'all don't go away yet. I believe the Lord's saying to you in particular, you will always have somebody like Barbara in your life. You will always, because of your heart, because of the kind of person, because that's what you want to do. You want to help others. You will always have. And you were one of the key people that brought Barbara in the last couple of years to a safe place, a place where there's no doubt. When Brother Sam preaches Barbara's funeral at Brotherton's, Rollers, at 2 p.m. this Saturday, that's for everybody, he will not have any doubt. We talked today. He will not have any doubt where Barbara was. And we went from just having a person that we didn't really know that much about her, except for that she had lived there for a while. I said, Sam, let's make sure that old gal gets to stay there as long as she wants until she dies. And that's what happened. But something far greater than that happened, Sherry, and it happened through people like you, people that went the extra mile with her. And as I watched others, I began to give my heart more to Barbara at the end there. And see, that happened because of church, because that's what I saw other people doing. And I'm going to say this, you will never run out of people that you can help. And you know how good that is because you live to do that. You absolutely, totally live to do that. Now, Sherry, if there's one person in here you'd like to see get prayer tonight, who would it be? There's only a few people here. Somebody put a microphone in their face.
Jeremiah,
I think that's a good choice. Ernie, would you please go over there with these girls and pray for Jeremiah? Just pray for him over there. And Coco, would you go over there too, please? I'm sorry. And Carson Paul, if you want to carry a tissue box or go over there, please do. We could use your help. I'm forgetting part of what I'm supposed to be doing tonight. And y'all pray into that microphone so we can all hear it. And let's all be in prayer. This is body ministry, which is found in the Word of God.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we lift up our brother Jeremiah, Heavenly Father. We ask you, God, just to put your hands on him. Heavenly Father, you know his needs. You know what he needs more than anything, Lord, and we're asking you to meet those needs, Heavenly Father, and just to help Jeremiah, Lord. I know he has pain in his body, Heavenly Father, and I ask you, God, to make this pain be gone in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the pain in your body, Jeremiah, and it be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. All right. How wonderful. Kel, is there anybody in particular tonight you'd like to see get prayer? Aunt Patty. Y'all go over to Aunt Patty. Aunt Patty, your pastor wants you to have prayer tonight. Is that okay? And all of you, just pray for her. And Coco, when they're done praying, I want you to pray for Patty also. But let one of those girls pray first.
Okay. She's my mother. God, I thank you for my mom. Lord, I thank you for blessing me with one of the greatest moms you could have given me. And Lord, again, this holiday season, Lord, I'm asking that you give her joy and peace where there is stress and turmoil and anxiety. God, I'm asking that this holiday season be the best she's ever had. Lord, that all those things in her life that cause her to be filled with the stress and the anxiety, that, Lord, you put a wedge there. God, that there be more room for joy and more room for your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Patty, let me ask you a question. It's Christmas time. Is there anything in particular that we could pray for you?
Finances.
Coco, could you pray for finances for Sister Patty, please? Amen. Now I want everybody to look over here for a minute. The first time here at this church that we met this girl, Patty brought her in. She was pregnant with her. That's how long Kayla's been coming to this church. And none of us claim perfection, but I'll tell you one thing we claim. We're family. We're family. All of us here, all of from the newest of you to the oldest, we want you to be part of our family if you want to. That's what we want for you. Now, let me just ask you something, Miss Patty. Is there anybody in here, there's only a small crowd, that you'd like to see get prayer? Okay. Y'all go over there and pray for Angel again. Angel keeps coming up. Either you must be awful naughty or you're awful nice, one or the other. Pray for her. Somebody turn Coco's microphone on because Angel will be touched by whatever Coco has to say. Coco, you pray for Angel right now, okay, son?
Heavenly Father, just pray that whatever Angel's going to do, Father, just pray that it will be healed and never come back again. Father, just pray that whatever that she needs, Father, I just pray that those needs will come. Father, and we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Carson Paul, give Patty, did you give her a napkin? Already? Good. Does anybody else have a prayer for Angel back there? I think, Angel, I'll just tell you what I think. I don't think it's by accident. I think the Lord wants you to know that you're special. I think God wants you to know that he's hearing your prayers and that he will do everything in his power to give you what you want. I think you should know that. Any of you with a microphone around her have anything to say to her or have another prayer for her? Patty, would you like to pray for Angel? Go over there and pray for her. Take one of them microphones. Take one that's turned on. And fellas, give me, while you're doing that, give me Proverbs chapter 25, verse 16. and pray out loud. Go ahead.
Father, I just thank you for Angel, Lord. And I just thank you that anything she touches, Father, is going to be bringing her blessings, Father. The people that she talks to, she's a light to them, Father. And there's sometimes when we talk to people and we think, well, it ain't going to do no good. It's not going to sink in. Father, they're going to see Angel's life, and they're going to know that, yes, I can. I can do it. And I just thank you for Angel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, as before we go to the next person, do you like honey? Don't eat too much. Don't overindulge in anything. Many things are okay. Jesus was accused of being an alcoholic. Now, he wasn't an alcoholic, but the first miracle, recorded miracle that he did in John chapter 2 was he turned water into wine. And it wasn't grape juice. It wasn't Welch's. It was wine, more like sangria or something like that. So I just want you to know that. All things in moderation, and if you have trouble with alcohol, you should never touch it again. Amen. Sam and Ernie are two of my closest friends that I've known for so long. They never take a sip, do you? Never, ever. Why? Because one time there was a problem.
One time, well, I got delivered from alcohol in church. And one time a friend asked me if I'd take a drink, and I said no. And he said, why not? And I said, I don't even want the devil to think he's got enough power to make me put that in my mouth.
Okay. Amen. Did everybody get through with Angel? Angel? Take what was said to you personally. It was all good. And we all love you. Now, I would like all my prayer team to come up here and pray for my son-in-law. Just pray whatever's on your heart. I've grown to know him in the last several months, and I love him and respect him. I don't know a kinder person that's thoughtful of everybody, tries to be thoughtful. And somebody, don't be afraid to pray something. And I'll tell you, Kimber, after he prays, I want you to pray, Kimber. Pray for her. Turn that microphone on. It's pink.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Frank. I thank you for all that he does. I'm glad that he got brought to the church and like the way he did, Lord. And I just thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Anybody else pray? Coco, you want to pray for Frank?
Dear Lord, I just pray that whatever is going with Frank, Father, I just pray that it will be healed. And whatever that he needs, Father, I just pray that it will be healed. Just been praying. Amen.
Amen. Sophie, who should we pray for next?
Millie.
Yes. I was hoping somebody would say Millie's name. Y'all go over there and pray. And if you guys want, anybody else wants to come up here and pray with Millie, y'all come on up here. And whoever prays, have your microphone on so we can all be blessed and all cooperate with the prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, please put your hand on Millie. We don't know what she's going through, but she might be going through something, and we don't even know about it. Please put your rest on her in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sophie, would you pray for Millie also, please?
Jesus, I just pray that Millie is healed, Lord God, and whatever she's going through, I pray that you help her, Lord God, and I pray that you let her climb every mountain. I just pray that you help her and let her walk down the right path. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What else, what do we want to do next? Millie, who that has not been prayed for would you like to see prayed for tonight? Who? Who? Give me a name. Y'all go over there and pray for Jill. What a great person she is. This whole church is full of great people. One of you that feels led, pray for her right now.
God, I thank you for Jill and Paul. God, I thank you for bringing them into our church, allowing us to love on them, and, Lord, allowing them to love on us. I thank you for the blessing that they are. Lord, I ask that every need that they have be met, Lord, whether it be in their family or their finances, Lord, or just personal. Lord, I ask that tonight you meet every need, and we just thank you, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Then, and what do we have up now? Let me have a... Yes.
For Angel.
Okay.
When they were praying for you, the Lord showed me that you have some things on you that are dead, and the Lord is trying to get them off of you, but you keep embracing them and hanging on to them. That was what the Lord said.
Praise God. Do you receive that, hon? Feel like that's... Well, you'll pray about it anyway. Yes. Now, I told you that I believe in body ministry. Body ministry is when people do what Jill just did and start getting up and ministering to other people. Because what we don't want you to think here is that it's only for a few that are pastors or deacons. Body ministry is for everybody can give words and stuff. Did you want to say something, sweetie?
I do. Kayla, God reminded me of something. I do feel like I have a word for you, but I was looking at Patty, and I remember when I was younger, I used to stand at the door and wait for Patty to get here with you, and I would carry you all over the church. You were my favorite little buddy, and I don't know why he brought that back to my memory, but I used to just carry you all over. I remember just zipping through these aisles, just carrying you on my hip. And, you know, there's been a lot of times when I look back at different seasons in my life, you've carried me. And that's not been easy to do. You have defended me to your own family, and I know that you have. And I just feel like God is saying to you, there's things that you're telling him I can't do. I don't know if I can do them. I don't know if I'm strong enough to do them. But I want to tell you, God's telling you, you've got exactly what it takes. You've got it in you. Don't doubt it. You've carried strong people before. I'm not the only one. But you've got things inside of you you don't even know that you have. And sometimes there's seasons in our life that God will allow us to go through just to show us what we have inside of us. And those things are called the trial of our faith, and they are so valuable to us, because once you get over that hunch, you'll never be the same. You'll realize there's things inside of you that you never knew that you had. So don't just hang in there, because you've got some stuff. God's doing a work in you, and it isn't going to come easy, but once it's completed, you will understand some things better, and you'll be thankful that you went through this hard season.
I'd like to say something. I kind of said it today down at Scranton, and kids probably aren't going to want to hear this. I don't know if I'd say it's a prayer as much as it is a thought, and it's really for all the parents and grandparents out here, is to remember what this season is. It's not about spoiling your children or your grandchildren on how many presents you can give them. It's about the birth of Jesus, and I think that society is so far away from that. All we think about is what toys can we get our kids to make them happy, and that's not what Christmas is about. So whether that's a prayer or a thought, but I think really as parents and grandparents, we need to try to remember that, because I don't think anybody ever really talks about that anymore.
Very good. All right, that next verse that I asked for, it was Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. This is something that should be done every day, every morning. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We know that's renewing on the Word of God, that you may be able to prove or to discover what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God in your life. Amen? Amen. I didn't get to all my verses. I didn't need to. I liked what I saw happen here. It's the beginning of body ministry. That's the way body ministry honestly works. Everybody can have a word for somebody. Everybody can do that. I want us to take a moment. We've got 5 minutes that we can take communion. Examine your hearts. Amen.